I'm transfixed in this absolute bliss. A Critical Role fanfic, written by Mischief 7 Manager. Read by Black Glass. Allura sighs, trailing the tips of her fingers through the clear water. With a twist of mental effort, she sends out a pulse of arcane energy, until steam begins to curl up softly from the surface of the tub.
Are you coming?
She calls back over her shoulder. From the other room, she hears Kima's footsteps.
In a minute,
she calls back, over the rustle and slide of cloth as she undresses.
Don't wait up on my account.
Allura smiles. She undoes the knot holding her dressing gown shut and rolls her shoulders, letting it fall heavily to the floor with a soft thud she's sure Kima can hear.
If you insist, she says, and delicately steps into the water.
The noises from the other room increase in speed. Allura chuckles. Her lover is not a patient woman, especially when Allura is naked and waiting for her. She leans back against the edge and pauses. No, not her lover. Her wife. A warmth, unrelated to the bathwater, wells beneath Allura's chest. Her wife. She runs her thumb over the gold band wrapped around her ring finger. It's simple, unadorned, the first one they could find on such short notice. Kima had suggested that she use magic to make it more ornate, but Allura had refused.
It reminds me of you, she'd said, holding it out for Kima to slide it onto her finger.
Kima had laughed.
Plain?
She'd kissed her then.
No frills, no pretensions, she'd said,
watching Kima's eyes well. Just beautiful, pure and simple. The jeweler had given several significant coughs at that point, but Kima'd made it up to her later. Speaking of, Kima steps into the room, equally naked. Allura lets her eyes roam over her wife's, body. The familiar swells and scars. There's nothing different between them, really. Nothing's changed from the people they were the day before. Except they're married.
Room in there for one more?
Kima asks, cocking an eyebrow. Allura grins.
I'm sure we'll make it work.
She holds out a hand and Kima takes it, letting Allura support her as she climbs into the tub. She settles in across from Allura, sinking down until only her head is above the water.
Oh, yes, she groans,
eyes fluttering shut. Allie, you are a miracle worker. Allura chuckles, stretching her legs out until her ankles knock against Kima's.
I knew you married me for my magic.
Kima laughs, bright.
I married you.
Her eyes are still closed, and her face splits in a grin. Allura pulls herself up and slashes over, moving until she can pull Kima into her arms, settle her between her legs.
You did, she says, kissing the top of Kima's head. And I married you.
Kima hums, and cracks her eyes open enough to look up at Allura.
We got married.
She nods. Very serious.
We did. You were there, if you recall.
She kisses the top of Kima's head again, moves down to kiss her temple.
You said some lovely things.
A kiss to her cheek.
I said some lovely things.
A kiss to the tip of her nose.
It was lovely.
They kiss, slow and unhurried. Everything is still and quiet. Apart from the gentle movement of the water and the slide of their bodies against each other. Kima shifts in Allura's arms, turning until she's straddling her in the water, knees pressing into the tub on either side of Allura's hips.
You didn't happen to bring water breathing today, did you?
She asks, trailing kisses down Allura's neck
and grinning into her skin when she groans in exasperation. Just checking. It's easy then to pull Kima to her for another kiss. Easy to brace one hand on her hip and slide the other down beneath the water, where she's warm and wet and waiting. Easy to press a finger inside her and feel her weight shift as she rocks against it. Easy to flick a thumb over her clit and hear her gasp. Allie, Kima pants, and Allura grins, ducking forward to pull her earlobe between her teeth as she grinds down against the heel of her hand. She's braced over Allura now, hands white-knuckled on the rim of the tub as she moves. Allura moves the hand on her hip up her body, pinching and pulling at a tight brown nipple, in time with the hand between Kima's legs. More, she says, head tipping back. More, Allie, please. Allura is only too happy to oblige, pressing in another two fingers. The groan Kima lets out at the aching stretch of it pulsing between her legs, her own body throbbing for attention. She ignores it, but she doesn't object when Kima leans forward enough to brace her forearm on the tub behind Allura's head and move her own hand down, cupping a palm over her mound. She doesn't hesitate, never does, slipping two fingers inside Allura and grinning when she gasps. There we go, she says, curling her fingers to press against Allura and make her writhe, muttering nonsense against her collarbone. There we go, love. Just like that. Come on. Allura bites her lip and tries to focus, flexing and twisting her fingers inside of Kima, circling her clit hard and fast now as she bucks and moans. Kima gives as good as she gets, and they push each other higher and higher, leaning in until their foreheads touch, and their gasping breaths into each other's mouths, unable to form words in the face of their building pleasure. Allura breaks first. She usually does. Kima is insatiable when she sets her mind to it, and she ducks down to tug at Allura's nipple with her teeth as she draws her fingers inside her. And Allura is lost, her body racking with pleasure intense enough that she can hear water sloshing out of the tub onto the floor. She takes a moment to breathe, ground herself in the now cooling press of the water around her, and the warmth of Kima's body above her. The slick loss as she pulls her hand back. Kima is still breathing heavily, and Allura sits back to work, peppering wet kisses over her neck and shoulders and chest, curling her fingers and grinding the heel of her hand, until Kima is throwing her head back on a silent scream as her body bears down so tightly, Allura fears for a moment that her fingers might break. Then the moment shatters, and Kima collapses against her, and they both breathe, slow and heavy, in the calming water. Eventually, Kima pulls back. Hey. Allura smiles. Hey. Kima nudges her shoulder with her head. I love you, wife. Allura kisses her, again. I love you, wife. The water's gone cold now, and neither of them are an inch cleaner for it. Laying back, her wife in her arms, warm and sated, Allura can't really bring herself to care. End of story. Thanks for listening.